Good. I want to welcome all the members of the Gower to tonight's meeting. It is always nice to see students participating in smooth democracy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the SMU Legislative Council public session. The meeting is called to order at 18:10 on March 24th, 2022. I would like to remind you all that the meeting is recorded and will be made publicly available on the website. The Student Society of McGill University acknowledges that McGill University is situated on the traditional and unceded territory of the Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabe nations. The Student Society of McGill University recognizes and respects these nations as the true and constant custodians of the lands and waters on which we meet today. Further, the Student Society of McGill University commits to and respects the traditional laws and customs of these territories. All right. We'll move on to attendance. As always, a counselor can choose to share the preferred pronouns in the meeting, and these will be recorded in the minutes. If at any points your preferred pronouns change, please contact governance@smu.ca to make these changes in the minutes. Before we do move on with attendance, I also do want to note the president will be absent tonight as he will be serving his official capacity as president of SMU in the Board of Governance. All right. Councillor Kusa.
Yeah, I'm here.
Councillor Infeld.
Present.
Councillor Javed.
Present.
Councillor Grubung.
Present.
Councillor Holton. Councillor Holton. Councillor Josu.
Present.
Councillor Bulyushiru.
Present.
Councillor Dagduki.
Present.
Councillor Wen Yu.
Please excuse for medical exemption.
Thank you. Councillor Holton, I see your hand is up.
Yes, yeah, just present.
Thank you. Councillor Liao. Councillor Liao. Councillor Murakami. Councillor Murakami. Councillor Belia. Councillor Belia. Councillor Thomas.
Present.
Councillor Applegate.
So she's not there and I'm here instead.
All right, thank you. We will note the proxy, Sophie Fogarty. Councillor Dehoshi.
Present.
Councillor Saad.
Present.
Councillor Zhang. Councillor Zhang. Councillor Wan.
Present.
Councillor Hodadadi.
Present.
Councillor Ailey.
Present.
Councillor Demore.
Present.
Councillor Zvegis. Councillor Khamis.
Present.
Councillor Kazi.
Present.
Councillor Perez Diniakos. Councillor Perez Diniakos.
Can you hear me?
Oh, Councillor Diniakos? Okay. We'll note you down as present. Councillor Claret. Councillor Claret. Vice President Downey. Vice President Downey. Vice President Haisele Kubia.
Present.
Vice President Paulin.
Present.
Vice President Delourier.
Ici présent.
Vice President Seder.
Je suis présent.
Merci à tous.
Alex, do you have a counselor raising their hand right now?
Oh, Councillor Liao.
Yeah, apologies. I just got off the bus and I'm present. I just hung up while leaving the bus.
Thank you very much, Councilor Leah. All right. The agenda has been distributed. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time? All right, seeing none, can I get a motion to adopt the agenda as distributed?
Wait, I have modifications. I'm so sorry, I zoned out.
No worries. All right, Councillor Kusa?
Yeah, I would like to add for point 7, so before DDC there's presentation, a discussion point regarding the MRO's the provost's recent statement.
Could this discussion point go after the question period? We've received questions from constituents related to this.
Okay, then can we do question, just because there's a lot of gathering members and I won't value their time. Can we do question period at 7 and then the discussion at 8? If that's okay.
That works. We'll also move announcements then before the question period, since the announcement from the president is related to this.
Okay, sweet. And also, can I add a motion of a joint statement from SBHR and SMU?
Could you quickly format it in the motion format and send it to steering committee?
Okay, I can do that.
Perfect. Once you do that, we'll be able to add it to the agenda.
Okay. Sweet. But I don't have a motion ready. Is that okay? Like, I don't have a statement ready.
Is the motion going to call for a statement to be written, or is it going to include a statement?
Yeah. It's going to ask for a statement. Okay, yeah, then that makes sense. Sorry, Alex.
No worries.
Also, as a sub discussion item, I would like to discuss the legality surrounding the statement.
Within discussion?
Yeah. So. Also, can I request that the local campaigners are emailing me right now and they would like to attend the meeting? Could I request that I be able to send them the link?
Give me a moment.
Yara, just to confirm for new business point 12F, do you have anything else to add or is this it?
For a shared SBHR X new statement. So, yeah.
In regular times, I wouldn't allow it, but because the changes in the situation were very recent, I'll allow you to send, is it to political campaigners?
Yes.
Perfect. If you can send me an email containing their names, send it to me and Jazz, and we'll be sending them the link. Or like names and email address.
Perfect. Thank you.
Perfect. Councillor Gurung.
Yeah, I guess just like procedurally, I'm wondering if we could clarify. So Legislative Council is not typically dealing with legal issues. So our discussion point on the legality of statement, I'm just wondering if that's appropriate at Legislative Council rather than at the board where legal issues are normally dealt with.
That is a good point. We'll be keeping the point and this can be brought up during the discussion of the legality of statements. since this is not a motion or any like concrete action, but only a discussion point. Councillor Tiniakos.
Hi, Speaker. I have a point of parliamentary inquiry, I would say.
That works.
Because all of this new points into it, the agenda fall within regarding the disagreement going on right now between the SSMU and McGill regarding the memorandum of agreement. And such agreement declares that many of these discrepancies be held confidentially. Can the Legislative Council help them?
Could you rephrase your question?
Yes, so a lot of the disagreements between McGill or the way they solve their issues with the SSMU, according to the memorandum of agreement, involves confidentiality. I'm assuming that when dealing with whatever the email that we received today, only those who are allowed to work on it are the ones working on it. So can the SMU Legislative Council be discussing this type of issues?
All right, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to give a reminder to everybody about the importance of confidentiality. So the LEDG Council can discuss this issue, but only with the information LEDG Council is privy to. Anybody who's privy to information that is deemed confidential because of other positions within SMU or other responsibilities within SMU cannot and should not be discussing this topic. And I would even go so far as encouraging them to recuse themselves during these discussions as to not accidentally influence debate with their views. Now, if it's just discussion points, it's for them to decide, but particularly for a motion, I would highly encourage that people who are privy to confidential information recuse themselves. Does that answer your question, Councillor Tiniakos?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Pleasure. Vice President Delouvrier.
Thank you. I was just wondering if the dais in, as well as Director, Councillor Kuza, could maybe rephrase motion 12F, just because motion of for a shared statement doesn't seem quite right, as well as concerning that there currently isn't a statement. We would need an action item as well to mandate someone to write such a statement.
The motion will stay yellow until we receive a motion from in the proper motion format from Councillor Kusa. So this is just temporary until we receive a name, just as a placeholder. We can probably put this in. Is that good, Councillor Vice President Delivier?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Kusa.
Yeah, so as just like clarification items, I've received a lot of emails and messages asking about the legality of the statement of the MRO. So I think that as a Legislative Council, it is our duty to represent our students and to give them answers.
Councillor Kusa, I'll have to call you out of order here. We're just discussing things for the agenda. Please don't go on a speech or try to.
My be. No worries. But right. Also, I actually had a point.
Yes.
I don't know why I pointed with my finger, but anyways, could I change the wording of the motion once I'm like starting to write it?
Like, yes, the motion is just a placeholder at this time.
Okay.
Because you did motion for it before the adoption of the agenda. I will ask that it keeps to the spirit of what we wrote down so that people can approve the adoption of the agenda, knowing that the motion will be covering this topic.
Yes, it's just about the wording because motion for shared statement, SDHR statement is a bit wordy.
But... That is all right.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. At this time, is there any further changes or corrections to the agenda? Okay. Can I get a motion to adopt the agenda as distributed? Vice President Sater?
Motion to adopt the agenda as distributed.
Thank you. Vice President Delouvrier?
Seconded.
That's in order. Is anybody opposed? Councilor Tiniakos?
Oh, I'm opposed to the adoption. Right.
So at this time, we'll be voting on the adoption of the agenda. I will ask Vice President Delivery, is that a point?
Yeah, a point of personal privilege. Could we maybe highlight in yellow what we are voting on specifically again, please?
Yes. Thank you. So right now we are voting on for the approval of the entire agenda, Vice President Delivery. We'll highlight in yellow the placeholder, as this will be modified for a better name, but we are voting for the adoption of the entire agenda as it stands. So we can actually, this doesn't need to be in yellow. With this, we'll be voting. The vote to adopt the agenda requires a two-thirds majority vote. At this time, we'll ask all councillors and VPs who have the right to vote to please vote using the yes and no buttons in the reactions tab. Jazz, please assist me making sure that only councillors voted.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think all councillors voted.
Thank you. At this time, with 16 votes yes and 3 votes no, the agenda has been adopted. We'll now move on to the adoption of the minutes. The minutes have been distributed. Are there any changes or corrections to the minutes at this time? Councillor Joseph?
Yes, on page 11, I'd like to make a modification. I don't think I've been understood well.
All right, if we can pull out page 11. What would be your correction?
Yes, on the last paragraph of my response, it says Councillor Joseph reminds everyone that the fee they want to introduce has been an issue since 1984. And actually, I want to correct that. I said that the fee has been in place since 1984, and not that it has been an issue since then.
All right, thank you. Is there any opposition to this change? All right, seeing no opposition, we'll be noting this change to be modified before the minutes are uploaded. Are there any further changes or corrections to the minutes? All right. Seeing none, the minutes will stand approved as corrected. We're now moving on to the report of the steering committee. All right. So the steering committee convened on the 15th of March. All were present except for the regrets of the speaker on Carl Parsons and Councillor Kusa. There were no guest speakers at this committee session. The three motions that were reviewed at the time are noted below. One motion was rejected as it was not constitutional. The movers and seconders were contacted. Two notices of motions were reviewed and voted upon. Finally, with the SMU Ledge Council reaching its last session next time that we meet, we'll be sending a closing form by the latest at the start of next week to be completed on Monday, the 4th of April. That way, the data from this closing form will be able to be presented to the final ledge. The form will be anonymous. You will need to sign into your SMU account to have access to it, but the emails will not be recorded. And finally, we'd like to remind all of you to please keep in mind that the reports are important. You'll be punished as provided by the internal regulations of governance and the standing rules for absent or late reports. There's also no confidential sessions this evening. All right. Are there any questions concerning this report? Councillor Kusa?
I'm so sorry, this might be out of order, but I have a parliamentary inquiry.
Yes.
I was wondering if after the question period here, you could maybe clarify for the gallery member when they have the right to speak, because a lot of people are like messaging me and asking me.
Definitely. Thank you for reminding me. Sure. After we're done with this report, I'll be able to do a rundown of when they can speak and just general parliamentary procedures, very basic. Vice President Boy.
I was wondering when the steering committee was setting the timeline for motions for the next legislative council, considering it's 2 weeks away instead of a month. So what's the new deadline? Unless it was here and I missed it. I'm sorry.
That is a good question. It was not set during our last meeting of steering. Normally, this deadline would be this weekend. If that is not convenient because we are meeting today and that only leaves 3 days to write a motion, please do send us an email letting us know about any motions that you wish to present late, and we'll be able to discuss them further with you. Is that good, Vice President Pulling?
Yes, thank you.
Perfect. All right, with this, that's the report. All right, unless there's any further questions. So definitely I'll be going through quickly. So for all the members of the gallery, you're essentially allowed to speak whenever anybody is allowed to speak. The best way to do so would be to raise your Zoom hand and wait until I call upon you. I call upon you, you'll be able to make your statement. When we have question period, we expect questions, not statements. So you'll be able to ask a question and address it to somebody. When it is a discussion, you'll be able to simply discuss. If you ever have any points that you would like to make, the two most common ones, I would say, would be a point of parliamentary inquiry. If you have a question directed to me, for that, you simply raise your hand, or you can even send me a message in the chat telling me that you have a point of parliamentary inquiry and I'll call on you to speak. So that's if ever you have a question about the way things are being run. So it's questions directed to me and to the parliamentarian Jazz. And if you have something is like outrageously against the rules, you can call for a point of order and we'll be considering whether or not what just happened was against the rules. Are there any questions about parliamentary procedures?
Yeah, I just want to, this is not about parliamentary procedure, but just can everybody see the clock?
No.
Oh my God.
If you can re-share your screen.
Yeah, hang on.
No worries. Oh, I should also mention the default speaking time is 1 minute, except for reports where the default speaking time is 3 minutes. to be noted. This can be changed with a motion.
Can you see the cloud now?
Yeah, we do see your folders. Okay, there you go.
And I have another question for you. So when we do like question period, would you want me to just leave it like, just let it go on for 5 minutes? Or do we want to do it for every question that's asked or every point that's raised? Like we give them a speaking time of 1 minute.
Yeah, please do that for every speaker. Count 1 minute.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right. So with this, we'll be moving on to the next point in the agenda, the announcements. Starting with an announcement from the president, as the president was not could not be here tonight, I've been tasked to read out this announcement. Dear members of the McGill community, unfortunately, I am unable to attend this evening's Legislative Council meeting, as I am acting in my official duties as governor of McGill University. As such, I have requested that the SMU speaker to read the statement on my behalf. I would like to take this opportunity to address the communication entitled SMU Referendum Outcome sent by the Deputy Provost, Student Life and Learning this afternoon. On March 21st, 2022, in a referendum that saw an overall turnout of 16.5%, the results regarding the SMU's adoption of the Palestine Solidarity Policy passed with a 71% majority in favor and 28.9% in opposition. The next morning, on March 22nd, 2022, the Deputy Provost sent me a notice of default in regard to our Memorandum of Agreement, MOA, with McGill University, citing that, quote, in no way can such a policy be considered to facilitate communication and interaction between all students from all McGill communities, or to act in the best interest of SMU's members as a whole. It will also certainly lead to discrimination based on characteristics such as race, national or ethnic origin, and religion, unquote. As a student union, we require a certain degree of autonomy to effectively carry out our roles, and we fear that the statement made by McGill University severely encroaches on this ability. The fact that the Deputy Provost's written communication publicly states his intent to terminate the Memorandum of Agreement is of particular concern. In regards to the referendum results, we would like to remind you that SMU's regulations include an appeals process, Section 07, Article 4, for decisions and conducts regarding elections and referenda, which can be requested by any SMU members to the Judicial Board by submitting a petition. The deadline to submit a petition regarding the results of the Winter 22 referendum is March 26, 2022. At this time, the SMU leadership will be reviewing the remedies requested by McGill University, and any appropriate action that may be taken will be communicated to the SMU membership when applicable. Best regards, Darshan Dharinani, President. All right. At this time, I'll be asking if anybody else has an announcement. Councillor Kusa.
Speaker, I have an accessibility need, if possible. Could you link the announcement in the chat? Because I think it went a bit too fast for me.
Sorry about that. I'll be uploading the announcement into the shared alleged council drive. For time being, I put it under reports, but I'll be creating a different folder for the announcement just once we're done the meeting. I can also share it as a link and put it in the chat for all to see. Thank you for reminding me. Sometimes I do read fast. Right. Okay. So I've put the link to the announcement in the chat. Right. So I've received a question. So during announcement period really is for any announcements, particularly from councillors to the wider student body. For any questions, you'll be able to ask them write in the next point in question period. All right. Councillor Kusa, is that a point?
Yeah, I would just like to announce that I'm with the help, with the huge help of the BOGO campaign coordinator, the motion is now ready. I would like to ask my fellow peers, like one of them, to second the motion. I would like to remind everyone that seconding a motion doesn't mean that you necessarily agree with it, but it means that you agree that it should be debated. I sent the motion on the chat to the speaker, and if speaker could like send it on the Zoom, it would really be appreciated. Also, I will be mindful that like we have a discussion, and depending on how that discussion goes, I want to be sure that like we center everyone's opinion here. Sorry, I'm not being the most coherent, but thank you.
Unmuted. Thank you very much, Councillor Kusa. So before we add it to the drive, I'll be pulling steering committee once again in breakout room just to quickly go over the motion, and we'll be able to approve it there to be put into the drive as following our standing rules. So we'll wait until we do the announcements. Vice President External?
I don't know if this is the right time, but I'll second the motion.
Perfect. So if you could send a message to Councillor Kusa. It wasn't, but it's all good. At this time, are there any further announcements? Okay. So I'll be opening a breakout room for steering committee to meet into. Oh, the breakout room is already open. So steering committee, if you could meet me there. The rest of you have a 5-minute recess until so we can go through the motion and make sure it's all good before adding it to the drive.